Exclusive: Michael Tracy, Democrat primary will appear rigged if Pete Buttigieg wins New Hampshire. By John Binder on February 9, 2020. Left-wing populist Michael Tracy says if Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, wins the New Hampshire Democrat primary this week, it will have been a rigged process. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Tracy said he has been on the ground in New Hampshire and spoken with undecided voters who are now leaning towards Buttigieg after he won the Iowa Democrat caucus in a highly criticized process. Should Buttigieg win the New Hampshire Democrat primary this week, Tracy said it will have been due to a combination of the late Iowa results, corruption, and incompetence, which he intentionally labels rigged. Listen. I still encounter, here and there, undecided voters who say that they are leaning towards Pete or have said that to me in the past several weeks. And I think what they needed really to have their support solidified was some kind of spark. And Iowa pretty apparently provided that spark, Tracy said. And so it wouldn't shock me at all if he ended up winning New Hampshire on Tuesday, and if he does win New Hampshire on Tuesday, it will be, I use the word rigged intentionally, Tracy continued. And saying the word rigged, I don't necessarily mean that there was some smoke-filled room in Des Moines where Democrat Party brokers got together and said, hey, we're going to manipulate the caucus to help Pete. But, the scale of the malfeasance and the corruption and the incompetence, whatever combination of those factors was responsible for creating the outcome in Iowa that occurred, it gives the impression of being rigged. Tracy said the establishment media has aided in the rigging of the 2020 Democrat presidential primary with its favorable coverage of candidates like Buttigieg, portraying him as the winner of the Iowa Democrat caucus days before the results were fully released. Then you have the media sort of helping the rigging by officially proclaiming Pete the winner for several days, Tracy said. It sort of culminated last night when moments before Pete faltered out onto the town hall stage on CNN. Chris Cuomo surprised him in this contrived way of how the final delegate count had come out of Iowa and he had won. It was like they had this very celebratory announcement on national TV in front of millions of people. If Pete were to win New Hampshire, I think you're going to see profound and angry disillusionment, and particularly on the part of Bernie supporters who already have extreme suspicions about the propriety of what's gone on these past couples of days. And that is really going to shape the contours and the dynamics of the race going forward when it got off to such a dubious start, Tracy continued. On Sunday, former 2020 Democrat Marianne Williamson took a veiled shot at Buttigieg, warning her supporters against backing him in the primary by calling him nothing but a corporate tool. Meanwhile, Buttigieg has sought to make inroads with Black Americans and Hispanics by repeatedly calling for those convicted of drug possession to be freed from federal prison, a move that would release 74,000 convicts, more than 99% of whom are drug traffickers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.